From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says that North Korea attempted to fire an unidentified type of missile early Sunday, but the launch failed. The U.S. Pacific Command said it also detected the launch but could not tell what kind of missile the North Koreans had tried to fire. In a statement, the Pacific Command said the missile blew up almost immediately. The failure comes one day after North Korea showcased nearly 60 missiles, including one suspected to be a new intercontinental ballistic missile, at a giant military parade to mark the 105th birth anniversary of the country's founder, the late Kim Il-sung. The failed launch also comes as U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is making his way to South Korea as part of a 10-day Asian trip. The vice president is scheduled to land in Seoul on Sunday. Scores of Syrians were killed and dozens of others wounded in an explosion Saturday on a bus convoy carrying thousands of evacuees. Details were sketchy late Saturday as rescue workers combed through the wreckage near the northern city of Aleppo. The opposition website Enab Baladi, citing preliminary information, said at least 80 people were killed. Syrian rescue workers known as the White Helmets said their volunteers were able to remove at least 100 bodies from the scene of the blast. The group was traveling to Aleppo from Fua and Kafraya, after they had reached an evacuation deal to leave their homes. By late Saturday, monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the convoy near Aleppo was underway again. This is VOA News.